This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Texans 10 days away from training camp, about 3 hours and change away from Jadeveon Clowney officially playing under the franchise tag. There's other teams that had franchise tag players and could sign them long-term before 3 o'clock. Atlanta, them and defensive tackle Grady Jarrett, they're unlikely to reach an agreement. However, Grady Jarrett has been participating in offseason activities, and they have a pretty good relationship. So it seems like he has no issue playing with the franchise tag. Kicker Robbie Gould, you don't hear this very often, but kicker Robbie Gould, he was going to refuse to play if he didn't get a long-term deal. Got his long-term deal today. So props to Robbie Gould for getting his long-term deal. Clowney will not get his at 3 o'clock, according to all the media types nationally and locally.
Yes, the Robbie Gould thing is interesting. I guess it's just, you know, when you think they're interchangeable, kickers and such?
They are the most, it's one of the most important positions in the
game. But when you find a good one, you got to just hold on to it like grim death, and that's what they're doing. On Clowney, we've been talking about that, obviously. I feel like, you know, obviously we're going to get more into that, but the main takeaway with Clowney right now, and I feel like the beginning of the season became a lot more daunting now because it's official that he's not going to be around, not even through the preseason. And he didn't do that last year and paid for it and said as much. I think when you're facing guys like Matt Ryan and Andrew Luck and Drew Brees and just go down the list.
Pat Mahomes
in the first 6-7 games of the year, that's daunting. That really is when one of your main guys there is going to figures to start out the year slow.
I mean, he said as much. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, he was asked about the Clowney situation, and he brought up an interesting point.
From my understanding, when the Texans tagged him, it wasn't about signing a long-term deal. It was really about getting another year, making sure he can stay healthy, and having him prove that he's one of the top sack masters in the NFL. Perhaps next year the Texans will look at it again, but this year it does not sound like he's going to have a deal before 4 p.m.
Exactly, and that's what they should do. They franchise tag him. They make him play for a season, the end. They were not trying to sign Clowney to a long-term deal. That's just my opinion. You can say that they offered him something, and John McClain will be with us tomorrow. They offered him a deal. Well, the Rockets offered Mike D'Antoni a deal too. So I really don't – that really doesn't mean a lot because you know what the market value is. It's not mysterious. But, again, I think they made the right decision. But I think the theory that they wanted to sign him long-term – I just don't agree with that.
You can offer a deal because you're trying to lowball him and get value. This is all about business, man. They've got bills coming due next year. They're probably going to sign Deshaun Watson or try to. Probably J.J. Watt, even though he would have another year. Certainly other players as well. This is an absolute business decision. From a business standpoint, they did the right thing. Just pushing it down one more year.
Again, 3 o'clock is the deadline, so we got about 3 hours and 21 minutes. Sean will be on the air making his return, so keep it locked to him, and he'll have you covered there. Landry Locker, John Lopez playing the hits on Sports Radio 610. Some say it's just a video game, but this is a big deal. DeAndre Hopkins, Texans wide receiver, is a 99 overall in Madden. Mm-hmm. EA Sports Madden hadn't dropped yet, but DeAndre Hopkins, when it comes out, will be a 99 overall. He's the only player on the offensive side of the ball to be a 99 overall. Aaron Donald, Bobby Wagner, Khalil Mack, the other three that are 99 overalls. I know a lot of people will roll their eyes when I say this, but this is a big deal for players. I'm not expecting fans to sit there and throw a party when it comes to this, but when it comes to players, the Madden rating, especially these days with this generation, it matters. And this is a rare feat. Not very many people are 99 overall. It happens very, very rare. That's why there's only 4 this year. Mm-hmm. This is a big deal for DeAndre Hopkins. He's not going to sit there and say that this is up there with winning a Super Bowl or something like that or making an all-pro team. But this is a huge, huge deal. You can't minimize this. The kids care about this.
They're going to talk about it in the locker room. You don't think – actually, DeAndre Hopkins is already tweeting about stuff like that. What did he say yesterday? I was reading after it
came out. Looking for gamer tag. He said he's taking all gamer tags.
Taking all gamer tags. Yeah, it matters. It matters a lot. No doubt about it.
At 120, I want to talk about other stuff that athletes care about that you might not think they care about. So the Madden ratings, one of them. Shoe brand when committing to a college. Mm-hmm. I'll put that on the list. And then another one that I think is very underrated that athletes care about, getting a shout out in a rap song.
Yes. I think those are three big ones right there.
120, we'll get into that. Stuff athletes care about that you don't think they would normally care about. Astros, they get a split with the Rangers over the weekend. Yesterday, they had a 7-run seventh inning highlighted by a Jose Altuve grand slam and a Yuli Gurriel bomb. They win 12-4, and this is significant because this comes after they lost the first two to the Rangers. Rangers were kind of feeling themselves there for a little bit, but they gained no ground. They remain 9 games back in the AL West. Astros up on the A's as well. But today, I'm not saying that I feel too good about the Astros.
Framber
Valdez will be on the mound. They will also use Josh James as an opener who returned from an Achilles injury yesterday. Mike Trout, though, we don't know if he's going to play. They're going to be in Los Angeles, Anaheim, to face the Angels.
Calf or something.
Mike Trout left yesterday. So the Astros, Framber Valdez is going to be back on the mound. But the Astros, at the very least, they get the split with the Texas Rangers.
First things first, good way to say goodbye to that hellhole known as Globe Life Park or whatever the hell
it is.
It's
a nice ballpark.
It's pretty.
It's a very nice
ballpark.
It's
a hellhole.
Well, because it's hot.
Yes. Who would have guessed when they're building that thing? You know, you think we should put a roof on this thing? Nah, we're good. We're good. We're planning on coming in October anyway. Dude, that place is steamy. It's all closed in, too. You've been there.
I've been there many, like hundreds of times.
It's got that high wall in the outfield, which doesn't help with any of the breeze or anything. It's a hellhole.
Those green seats, the sun just glares on those green seats.
So you know what they did? You know what they're calling the new stadium that they're building out there?
What is that?
Mimic Maid Park. They're copying Minute Maid. They've got the glass wall on the left. They're going to have the retractable.
What's it called again?
I didn't do this. Jeff Blum talked about it yesterday.
What's it called?
Mimic Maid Park. I love that. A lot of the same things that they've seen at Minute Maid, they're going to copy.
It's a shame that they effed up this bad. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you, if you go out there, it's a very spacious ballpark.
It's pretty.
As far as the food options, the food options out there, better than Minute Maid. Like I'm just like they it's almost like going to a state fair when you go out there and eat. There's plenty of room. It's a good fan experience. They got all this stuff, but they didn't put a freaking roof on
it. It's the worst.
And the problem is they looked into putting a roof on it, but it's more expensive architecturally than building a whole new stadium.
Yeah, so they did.
So that's what they're going to do, and they're going to have this ballpark just wasting away. I don't think they're going to tear it down. I think they're actually going to keep it up. Yes, I've actually heard that they might actually keep it up and try to figure something out. I'm not sure. It won't be like an Astrodome, though.
It'll be some college football stadium or something
like that.
Yeah.
Because the new one is right. It's in the same little
Arlington
concourse. Yeah, they've done a good job of expanding that whole area because the Cowboys and all that kind of stuff. So they're trying to get it done and get it.
But who's the brainiac that decided to do that?
You have to be an idiot.
And not only
it's almost as dumb as Minnesota not having one, though, because Minnesota gets cold as hell.
But was it a dumb decision? You had 30 years of Arlington Stadium where it was just as bad. And then you build a higher stadium?
They used to have nickel beer at Arlington Stadium. My dad used to go.
The worst.
My dad used to go, and he would consume those nickel beers. It was that was a dump.
Yeah.
That was an absolute dump. But how stupid do you have to be to not have an indoor stadium if you're the Minnesota Twins and the Texas Rangers? Just absolutely
the Rangers,
moronic.
I mean, it gets 110 degrees out there in July and August.
Dude, it gets and sometimes on the field when you look at the temperature, it's in like the 120s.
Yeah,
with how hot it is. But the Astros, they don't have that problem anymore because they've played
Mimic
their
Maid
game
Park.
There. Mimic Maid Park. Jeff Blum, you funny.
I don't think it was. I think he was crediting someone else, but still.
Okay. Yeah, he's very active on Astros Twitter. I've noticed. Speaking of the Astros, Carlos Correa over the weekend, he's moved to the 60-day injured list to make room on the roster for Joe Smith, who, as we said, made his return yesterday and will be the opener today. So Carlos Correa, we thought he was going to be out 4 weeks.
Had a couple
of
videos
over the
weekend, didn't he?
Six weeks. And now Carlos Correa is out till the 26th. Could I interest you in some stats?
Mm-hmm.
Carlos Correa, assuming that he comes back on July 26th, when he's eligible to come back, he will have missed 159 of the Astros' last 428 regular season games. 159 out of 428 regular season games. I don't know what the hell's up with this guy.
Yeah.
The whole injury was weird, but the videos he put up this week of him working out in Hulk Hogan's wrestling drawers is strange. Like I get that short shorts are becoming a thing with guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's straight up wearing bikini bottoms.
They're like puffy too. They were not even. It's weird.
And then he works out in the video, and then he comes around and flexes at it and stuff. I don't know what's going on with this guy. They got 2 years remaining after this year. He misses over 50 games a season. I don't think you can give it to him. But there's something not right with this dude.
I don't know if it's something not
something
right.
Ain't right, John.
It's something. By not right, what do you mean?
He's got a little Gronk, man. Like I think Gronk is like, I think we're gonna hear some of the Rob Gronkowski audio from what was it, Celebrity Pyramid or something like that?
The $100,000 pyramid.
Like I think
it was an embarrassment.
I think Rob Gronkowski is very dense when it comes to like book smarts.
Yeah,
there's proof. We will hear.
You'll hear it.
I think Carlos Correa is dense when it comes to people skills and common sense. I really do. Like I think Carlos Correa is one of the most talented ball players we've seen, but some of the stuff he does, as far as like, I think he's a little bit dense, and I think a lot of it is. And what really troubles me about it is that I think Carlos Correa is more aware of his brand and what he's trying to do and the brand he's trying to put out there, but I think that he does. Does a bad job of doing it, and I actually think he kind of damages what he thinks he's doing a good job.
He's a hell of a player that is going, if he gets healthy, you know, and he's having a hell of a year. We know he cares about baseball. We know it's. I'm not questioning that. That's what I'm going at. I'm not going to criticize his passion for the game, his commitment to the game, and how good he is and how good he could be. Here's what I think the big issue is. I think he listens to everyone around him.
I think he listens to one person around him right now.
We all know who that one person is, and I think you're right. But I think he listens to everyone around him. Hey, you should do a workout video. Hey, you need to make sure that you do this YouTube with your girl. Hey, you need to do this HEB commercial and dance whatever it is, a salsa dance. And also, I think he's just like listening to everybody rather than listening to himself.
But I think these videos he's putting out, I know the motivation is to help his brand, her brand, their brand. I think it's damaging both.
Sometimes less is more, right?
I think it's really damaging both. I like the guy, man. I like what Carlos Correa came from. I like how hard he plays and stuff. But it just feels like, you know, as he's a likable guy, but he's not helping his brand at all. He's doing some really weird stuff. We mentioned that there'll be an opener tonight, Brad Peacock. He's not going to start. He reported soreness in his shoulder yesterday and will not start, as I mentioned, against the Angels. Mike Trout, also questionable with some tightness in the leg. I want to ask you this about Brad Peacock. This seems like, and you've been around, you've covered baseball longer than I, J-Lo. You've been doing it for a while. When you keep hearing about this discomfort week after week after week like you do with Brad Peacock, normally – it seems like, you know, something in the future is coming that, you know, it could be more serious than initially thought.
I would expect him, I mean, just to be honest here, I would expect him to be, we're gonna get some news here that he's going to be either on the shelf for a little longer or maybe on the injured list a little longer or put on the, you know, the 60-day or something, because you don't announce that you're going to be coming back and then go back to Houston for more evaluation. Unless there's a serious issue. And I always talk about code, you know, like the baseball talks in code more than anybody else, you know, with the shoulder, like bicep tendonitis means the shoulder, et cetera, et cetera. No, it's a setback by any definition. It's a setback.
And that's the thing that's why baseball pitchers, it's such a unique situation when you talk about injuries, because a lot of times we're looking at Jose Altuve on the screen right now. You can gut out injuries. Yeah. You can gut it out. We saw Jose Altuve gut it out last year on one leg. You can gut it out with a hurt leg. You can gut it out with a hurt ankle. You can gut it out with a lot of things. Alex Bregman's up there with stitches right now after taking a ball to the face. The arm is so sensitive. It's so delicate. Mm-hmm. And you have to be pitching at such a high level at the major league level.
They're thin, man.
You can't gut out a hurt arm.
No, they're thin.
You can't do it.
And he's you can't force it. You can't get back early. You know, you can't force it. No, it's not good news for the Astros at all. Because you got Cole and Verlander.
And that's it.
That's about it.
That's it. And then the bullpen's getting spent. Yeah. So you got to think Jeff Luhnow. We know he's going to make a move in the next 16 days. He might make two or three. The Astros might be going all in trying to get guys because they're going to need him. And Brad Peacock, we got to keep an eye on this because it doesn't look great for him. Speaking of the Angels, one of the best moments that you'll
ever see
in the history of sports. The late Tyler Skaggs, the 27-year-old lefty for the Angels who lost his life earlier this year, they honored him on Friday night. And in order to honor him, his mom, Skaggs' mom, throughout the first pitch, the entire team wore his jerseys. And how the hell did they honor him? They honored him by throwing a combined no-hitter against the Seattle Mariners.
And this is ground ball to second base. Brent Hefel falls down, picks it up, fires the first. The Angels have no-hit the Seattle Mariners.
And they were all wearing number 45. And they all removed their jerseys and placed them on the mound. It was really one of those can't script it moments, you know, like, you know, the whole movie thing. Let's have them do this, and you just don't believe it. It was incredible.
By the way, I said Josh James. I meant Joe Smith earlier when I was talking about that. Yeah, the sidearm guy is going to be the one coming out there. But that was one of the best. That was one of the best moments that I've seen in a long time. A lot of times we overuse this. You couldn't write that.
That's what I'm saying. It was almost too corny to believe.
What's
but
your
it was
headline going to be there? Because you're good at the corny headlines.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Oh, man. I can't think of a good one right now, but that was an incredible story.
Get back to it. Get back to me on that. Russell Westbrook, he was in town yesterday looking for houses, according to some of my peoples. This is Mike D'Antoni talking about Russell Westbrook and James Harden and how he's going to make them gel.
From my Olympic experience and different things, that first of all, if the superstars want to play together, they will make it work. And all we got to do as an organization or myself as a coach, look at the tendencies and see how we can maximize their talents. And it might be different from different people, but it'd be my job to maximize both their talents and what they do best.
Well, I mean, it's all on him. I mean, you know, I said this last week when it happened, the pressure, there's no amount of pressure in the NBA greater than what's on Mike D'Antoni's shoulders, and he's going to have to do it without a contract, without his staff. It's a lot, man. It's a lot on him.
I feel like it already was, though. I don't feel like it's increased, you know?
It's increased.
Why?
Because that's it. He's done. He's done if he doesn't make it
but
work.
But he would have been done regardless, right?
There was still been an out of there would still been an out depending on what, you know, Chris Paul, he's getting old.
You think Fertitta was going to give him an out?
I don't know what Fertitta was going to do. I think Daryl Morey's calling the shots when it comes to Mike D'Antoni.
Interesting. Very interesting. I just think the hot seat was already there. I just think it decreases, actually.
I don't.
Because now it's early in the process with Harden and Westbrook, and I think that if anyone can make it work, it is him. So I think it decreases because now he's got a new team. He's got kind of a new team, and if they do show signs, what are you going to do? Blow that up and all of a sudden bring in another coach?
Well, they're
going to
blow him up. They're going to blow him out.
And good luck with having another coach that can make that work because, as I've said 100 times, if that's going to work, it's going to work because of Mike D'Antoni. He is the man for this gig. He maximizes what he gets from his guards. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. It is In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. We're about 3 hours away from the deadline for Clowney to reach a long-term deal with the Texans. We don't expect that to happen. And because of that, the accountability on your head coach is going to be at an all-time high. We'll tell you why next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.